Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ed Bouchette, who's been a longtime Hall of Fame voter, joins us right now. Ed, did you vote Kurt Warner in?
Yeah, I did. I mean, wasn't he two-time NFL MVP?
He was.
Yeah. No, he was deserving. I wouldn't put Matt Ryan in over him, that's for sure.
Matt Ryan had more good years.
He blew a Super Bowl, too.
Okay, well, Jerome Bettis fumbled against the Colts. That shouldn't have been used against him.
It would have been if they'd have lost that game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you have agreed?
He's Bill Buckner.
But would you have agreed with that?
No, but, no. You know, what are you going to do? That's the way it goes. You know, if that lost them that game, I guarantee you, I don't think Jerome would. Jerome had a harder time getting in as it was.
Yeah. See, Ed, these are the conversations with you I miss.
Ed, I got to pull at
They're
this.
Just not the same with Kabali, Ed. No offense to him.
Now, he'll take offense, though, even though you didn't intend
to. Just don't ask me about the current Steelers.
No, hold on, Ed. I have to ask one more about Matt Ryan. Do you really consider that Super Bowl him blowing it or their defense just completely cratering? Because he and Julio were making plays in that game late.
Yeah, good point, Chris.
The coaches blew it.
Yeah.
The coaches blew it. They had that big lead. What would Bill Cowher have done with that big lead?
Oh, he'd have pounded the rock.
They'd have been running the ball left and right.
Ed, I have a question about where things would go for you as a reporter when we were this close to the draft. How often would you know on the Monday before a Thursday draft or a few days away, depending, I mean, they didn't always draft on Thursday night, but would you have a pretty good idea of who they were going to draft just a few days before the pick would be turned in?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, sometimes yes, you had a pretty good idea. But I picked a couple of them right when I did a mock draft. I waited to the end to do my mock draft. But sometimes I was so far off, it was ridiculous.
How close did they play that information to the vest, Ed? Were they pretty good about letting you know what was going
close
on?
Today? I'm sorry. What was that, Tony? One more time.
I said, did they play things pretty close to the vest, or were they pretty good about giving you information?
Oh, yeah. No, they wouldn't tell us anything. You just had to... You were calling people, you were talking, you were putting together, and you know, you knew what they needed, you knew who the best guy was there that did. One time, I'll tell you, it was early on when I covered the team, 87. I wrote a mock draft, and I picked Rod Woodson, but I said they had a trade up to get him because there was no way they were going to get him at 10th.
Mm-hmm.
They got him at 10th.
Yep.
Ed, let me ask you this one. Did you ever have happen in your career where you felt pretty confident they were going to pick a guy, and then what actually happened on draft day just completely blindsided you, like one that sticks out?
Oh, boy, Chris.
I know I'm asking you for technically a time you got it wrong, which isn't the nicest question, but like just a time where they kept it so close and under wraps that
well, how about the Roethlisberger
even your sources
one?
Had no idea.
Did you see
that
coming, Ed? Did you see Ben coming?
No, I don't think anybody saw Ben coming. I think we knew that it was the big thing was Sean Andrews back then. I mean, that's who we thought they might draft.
Yep.
The guard from Auburn. And no, I don't think we thought any of the quarterbacks would drop to them. And they still had a pretty good quarterback that we thought they had a pretty good quarterback, although his 2003 season wasn't the best.
Tommy Maddox.
Ed, what do you make of Omar Khan said today, he just said, he was asked about, like, what, best player available, and he said, we draft the best player available at a position of need. Do you think that's a more honest answer than sometimes the Steelers would give in the Colbert regime of best player available, even when we all knew that wasn't the case?
No, I don't think they stuck to that. I think Kevin has said that a number of times too. And you know what? I don't like this Kevin bashing lately. You know, it's like Omar can't do anything right, wrong, and Kevin couldn't do anything right. Now let's give Omar a couple more years to see if he comes up with some clunkers. They all do. I'm not down on Omar. I'm just saying they all do. Art Rooney Jr. had the greatest draft in the history of drafts, no matter what sport.
And then he got fired by his brother.
Yes. And he had some clunker drafts, too. So they all do. But
well, I think every criticism
point,
of
– I think that is on point, that you have to anymore. Because back in the day when they did the best athlete available, best player available, if you will, not athlete. That was a misnomer. They could keep forever. And then when 93 came in and they opened up the free agency, now you only got a guy for 4 years unless you give him another contract, or he can become a free agent even if you want to give him another contract. So it's not the same. You could stockpile guys before. Now, you really can't.
Ed, what did you make of the Russell Wilson and Justin Fields moves?
I love them both. I mean... Didn't I tell you guys that?
Oh, you were all over Russell Wilson, and we've given you ample. You said we're bashing Kevin. We've been praising you up and down for the Russell Wilson prognosis.
Yeah, our praise for you is the yin to that yang.
I don't mean you guys bashing Kevin. I mean, it just seems to be the thing now with a lot of people. Yeah, that was a no-brainer. And then the Russell Wilson trade, are you kidding me? My only question is, who are you going to pick – long term, if you are looking long term, who you picking? And when I say long term, next 3 years, who you picking, and how do you decide that? And when do you decide that? They're not going to pick up
Fields' fifth year up. How would you handle that, Ed? The Fields situation contractually, if you were them.
I think I might try and get an extension on him now, but you're not going to offer him much. And then if you wait till after the season. Those lights out, you're going to have to pay the pony or he's going to go somewhere else. But you still have Russell Wilson, right? Depending on what happens to Russell Wilson. Now, from everything I've heard, they're going to try and extend Russell Wilson after the season. But if you extend one of them, you can't extend both.
Yep.
They're both not going to stay. I don't think they would both stay if one's a starter and the other's going to be a backup.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ed, what do you think they should do in the draft?
Well, they have three needs, and I think you guys know all three. Center, wide receiver, I mean glaring needs, and cornerback.
Not tackle?
People are forgetting about cornerback. No, I don't think they have a glaring need to tackle. I think they have a want at tackle. They have that guy at left tackle, and they got the guy at right tackle, right?
I just don't like the fact that the guy at left tackle is the inferior player, and it's forcing the guy at right tackle to not play his natural position, which is left tackle.
That's okay. That's happened before. You don't have a center. They don't have a center. They do have a left tackle, right? They do have a right tackle. They don't have a center. I don't care Herbig or whoever all these guys are. They don't have a center. They talk about bringing that other guy back they cut from last year who couldn't snap, right?
Correct. I don't think they'll bring him back, Ed.
But they do have Dante Jackson at cornerback, Ed. Do they really need a corner when they just got the vaunted Dante Jackson in that Deontay Johnson trade?
Okay, you've heard how every team now needs at least three corners.
Oh, I know.
Who's their third?
They don't have a third.
No. Well, if they're counting on Corey Trice to come back healthy, they're in trouble, I admit.
What happens if somebody gets hurt?
Right.
Then they get none. Joey Porter gets hurt. And this guy they signed, you know, it's not Rod Woodson in his prime. I mean, how old is he? And they didn't even pay that much for him. Oh, that was in a trade with Carolina.
Yeah, he's 28 years old. He's
coming off
young.
An injury, Ed.
Yeah, but that's not old either. But he hasn't done anything. I don't know. He's a nice guy to have, but I think you need another starter. That's just me.
Ed, when we get to Thursday and there's so much hoopla over the draft, will you miss it?
Oh, Pony, I would have loved to have missed it the last 5 years I was working.
Ed,
I don't mind the draft. It's not the draft. It's everything leading up to the draft. Yeah. It's just all speculation and all BS. You know,
I live in that. I traffic in that. I blather myself and bathe in it, Ed. I love all that.
This is Pony's stock in trade, what you just described, Ed.
Yeah, no, some people love it. I didn't.
Ed, what do you make of, like, the idea that they trade one of their picks for one of these big wide receivers? You like that?
Which big wide receiver are you talking about?
Like Ayuk or T. Higgins or one of those guys?
Like an established guy.
What are you going to pay Ayuk?
Probably $25 million.
What are you going to get?
You'd have to give up the 20th pick probably and pay him 25 to 28 million.
I'm sorry. I'm not there. You know, Tom Donahoe said this a long time ago, they're a dime a dozen. Now, that may be overstating it, but I think you could find some wide receivers. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised they didn't sign one in free agency.
Like Boyd?
Well, you know,
was there real bad blood there? Was there actual bad blood from him saying that the team that he thought the Steelers quit a couple of years ago? Do you think that actually lingered and people in the Steelers organization held that against him?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you hold that. That's just talk. You know, that's what Mike Tomlin calls elevator music.
Or popcorn, or any of the number of expressions he has for that stuff.
Ed, one more I just wanted to get your take on, because this is a classic Steelers position that they addressed with a pretty big money move. What did you think of the Queen deal?
That was a good one. Yeah, they needed an inside linebacker, and they got him. That's good. That's a hole you don't have to fill. If you can fill holes in free agency, and they're not paying quarterbacks big money, so they should have some money, and they've spent it. That's why I'm a little surprised they didn't get another wide receiver, because it takes the pressure off you going into the draft. Get a guy in here, you know, who can play. You don't have to get Jerry Rice in his prime. Get somebody in here who can play, and then draft your guy in the second round. You know, I mean, I don't know. They must have a plan, I guess. I don't know. Draft is coming up. If they don't get one before the draft, I don't know where else they're going to get one but the draft.
For the record, Ed, I would have taken like 39 or 40-year-old Jerry Rice in here as wide receiver two for the time being.
Yeah, well, bring Hines Ward back. Oh, he's coaching.
Ed, and not here, which is another issue. Ed, great catching up with you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
See you, Ed.
Right. We'll love bugging you. There you go, Ed Bouchette.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.